Lots of people were worried that rain would ruin London's Olympics. It didn't. But some in Belgium and the Netherlands claim their peak season has been blighted, not by bad weather, by bad forecasting. Terry Schultz explains.
The mayor of the Belgian seaside resort of Knokke says it's a crime that tourism there is down this year. He means that literally. Leo Lippens wants to sue the weather service, Meteo Belgique, for issuing a pessimistic full summer forecast he says wasn't fair in any way because it didn't emphasize the Belgian coast generally has clearer weather than the rest of the country.
We all know that we are not in La Côte d'Azur or in southern Italy, but we have a fantastic climate. And to give the impression that it's absolutely disgusting is disgusting, and that I don't allow.
Lippens rejects Meteo Belgique's clearly published legal disclaimer of responsibility for forecasts. Lippens says enormous sums of tourism revenue have been lost because of this forecast, and he's determined to make Meteo Belgique pay one way or another.
That's public disinformation, and when you arrive at that stage, you should be able to be closed down or you should be able to be financially responsible.
Martin van Etrieve works in sales at the large resort hotel La Reserve and confirms their occupancy rate is way below the seasonal average.
-20% to -30%.
And pre-bookings for the rest of the summer?
Even lower, because they are all waiting last minute until they are sure of the forecast.
The hotel's owner backs taking legal action against Meteo Belgique. Christine Neve manages Knokke's Royal Zoet golf course. She hasn't seen a spike in cancellations this summer, but agrees Meteo Belgique should be held legally responsible, if possible.
This kind of blah blah has given a lot of problems to people who have invested in restaurants and beach activities to welcome tourists.
But Mayor Lippens goes even one step further, accusing Meteo Belgique of purposely diverting tourists because it has financial interests in travel agencies booking trips to other countries.
It doesn't smell very good.
Trying to relax in a suburban park on a rare sunny day in Brussels, Meteo Belgique's owner, Xavier Lezin, says this whole maelstrom has been a shock for him. He rejects outright the notion his company has any financial incentive to distort predictions. Asking whether Lippens could really believe that.
Incredible story.
Lezin says he plans to take his own holiday to the Belgian coast this summer and says everyone needs to remember weather forecasts are just estimates. But in the neighboring Netherlands, Bianca Fransen of the Association of Recreation Entrepreneurs says they've lodged a similar complaint about Dutch meteorologists.
We've seen them say things like it's going to be a horrible summer when in reality it was just one bad week.
A Dutch politician also threatened to fine forecasters, but Fransen says they've found a resolution. Meteorologists promise to point out more specifically where weather will be bad, more importantly, where it will be good. Fransen calls it a recreational forecast. Back in Belgium on Knokke's beach, American tourist Karen Levy, who returns here every year, thinks the mayor should just lighten up about a lawsuit.
That's ridiculous. But I don't really come for the weather. There's so many outdoor things to do, and the kids don't care. They go swimming anyway.
But Mayor Lippens says whether or not city attorneys advise pursuing a lawsuit against the weather service, he won't be letting the matter just blow over. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News.